Riverside softball carries on in postseason play after capturing a 2-1 win over number 14 Woodbine on Wednesday night. The Bulldogs are not only aggressive on the bases, but were able to earn a few key hits to put those base runners into key positions. Head coach Lacey Patterson says the girls took advantage of every opportunity presented, as they've now won four straight games.
Right, yes, we took advantage of what they gave us, and we're very aggressive on the bases and got ahead then.
The main aspect of Riverside's success against the Tigers came from defense. While allowing just one run in the first inning of action, the Bulldogs didn't back down with Peyton Schaefer, who pitched a phenomenal game for Riverside. She utilized her defense on the field to help keep her team in the ball game.
Right. Peyton pitched amazing. She did. She definitely played her role in the game. But like I said last night, our defense is just so solid. I'd put them up against anyone. You know, we easily could have tucked our tails and, you know, put our heads to the ground when they scored in the first inning, but they just came out and kept playing their game.
One piece of advice going into postseason play was to make Riverside's name well known. The Bulldogs are seated toward the middle to bottom of the pack in their bracket as they continue to upset some of the top opponents in the state, especially with their win over a state-ranked Woodbine team.
We told them, you know, we need to make our name known. You know, we're better than what we were ranked in this postseason, so make our name known and, you know, keep working for what we think we deserve.
Riverside continues to roll with what they have this season while keeping up with the same tempo. This year, the team averages 309 at the plate with top hitters Ellie Henderson, Kaden Schnack, and Sophia Fenner, who are all hitting over 400 this season. The Bulldogs also have been very successful on the bases with 130 stolen bases as a team, while Ellie Henderson leads a team with almost a third of the bases stolen with 40. If the Bulldogs continue to replicate the stat sheet on the ball field, Riverside will see success at the end of the Fort Dodge Tunnel.
No, I think we're just continuing to play our game and continuing to use the same strategies. You know, being super aggressive on the bases helps us so much, and none of them are scared. And I give them the free to go, and I trust whatever they want to do, and they trust whatever I say to do. So continuing to do what we have throughout the season, we haven't changed anything.
The goal for Riverside at this point is to trust in one another through thick and thin. Coach Patterson's success as a coach comes from her connection to the players on the field.
Trust yourself and trust us as coaches as well. You know, we have a reason for what we do, and we trust you and whatever you guys think that, you know, we'll listen to what advice you guys have for us as well. You know, encouragement. We just encourage practices. We make practices short and quick because we trust that we're not going to get better at this point in the season. We just got to keep doing what we're doing.
In semifinal action, the Bulldogs will be taking on Earlham, who is ranked number 11 in the state by the IGHSAU. The Cardinals are going to be a tough opponent to push past in postseason action, as they lead Class 1A in runs scored with 309, third in hits with 345, and total bases with 497. They're also fourth in walks with 134, and fifth in batting average at 570, home runs with 22, and an on-base percentage at 454. Riverside will have to play to the top of their level to get past Earlham and advance to the regional final.
I mean, obviously, we want to get the W, but we need to just, like you said, you know, keep playing our solid defense and be aggressive on the bases, because we know that they're going to give it right back to us. So
Riverside travels to Earlham on Friday, July 11th, to take on the Cardinals in postseason play with the opening pitch at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.